Here we go.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea.
God for this beautiful day. These are the announcements for October the 13th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you can put your tithes in. Another way is to give through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and our ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Thank you. Many of our home groups are now running, and they are all listed on the church's webpage. Our next youth group event will be this Saturday, October the 19th, meeting at the church 5:30 till 8 p.m. We will be playing Bigger and Better until 7, and then back to the church for snacks and a devotional. Those who are interested in being greeters on Sunday morning, there is a sign-up list at the Welcome Center. We could use a few more of those too. If you would like to pray, if you'd like prayer today, there are people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Would you please stand with us? We'll just carry on. thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. All who've gone before us, all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest.
Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope, all our hope is in you. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
And we say thank you this morning, Lord. We always come with gratitude and thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you this morning for your love, for your presence, and for your community. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice and your availability. We love you, Lord. Amen. Feel free to greet each other. And kids, you're off to Sunday school.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Good morning. We're going to do something a little different this morning. Being that it's Thanksgiving, what we're going to do is we're going to give people an opportunity, I say for 15 seconds, to say something that they're thankful for. And so if you'll just raise your hand, I'll come to where you are, and then you'll be able to say what you're thankful for. So who would like to start? Emily. Okay, here we go.
Mother.
Aww. You have a wonderful mother.
Yes.
I'd just like to thank God for our health and our continued worship in Him to keep us healthy.
Someone else.
I'm thankful just to be in the family of God.
I'm thankful for Darlene. Her surgeries have been doing really well. Two more to go for this month, so just praise the Lord for that.
She's had cataract surgery on both eyes.
Both eyes now, and then her shoulder next Thursday, and then her shoulder again in 2 months.
Well, Darlene, thank you for keeping the medical system running.
Exactly.
Anyone else?
I just want to thank God for His faithfulness through the year and everything He's done in this church and in our lives, and we just give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. Yes.
As per a discussion I had with some people this morning, I'm very, very thankful for this family of God.
I'd like to thank everybody for all their prayers that they've given for me and my family. A lot of them are being answered. Thank you.
I just want to thank my church family for everything they've done for me. And for Pastor Lewis and his wife and all their prayers lately for my son and my husband, and things are getting better.
I've been waiting for this. Jamin, what are you thankful for?
Good morning, everyone. I'm thankful for this family that God has given to us. And the second thing, I'm very thankful to God for Pastor Lewis. He's my brother. And I really appreciate all what you have been doing for us so far since we got to this community. And another thing is I'm thankful to God for my husband. Yeah, he's like a shoulder for me. And he's my mother also. Thank you.
I'm just thankful for answered prayer for a lot of things, but we were able to have all of our family, nieces and nephews over 2 weeks ago for a fall dinner, and we have two of the youth in our family that have survived cancer, so really thankful for the prayers there. And one of my nieces, great nieces, she had cancer as a very young girl, and she just turned 17 2 days ago. So really thankful for that and all the prayers from this church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyone else? Come on. The Leafs won last night. I thought a Leafs fan would say something. It's quiet.
I am thankful for the Lord's offering of patience to me over the last year. He has brought me through so much, and He's taught me that it might not happen the way I want it to or when I want it to, but as long as I am patient, He will answer my prayers, and I'm thankful for that.
Trust his timeline. It's not always easy, but he gives us the courage and just the ability to trust.
So in the last 6 years, I've been studying to become a teacher, and God provided me with a job opportunity in the Catholic system in Cold Lake. And so it's just been a blessing to get to teach grade six and talk about him every day. So thank you.
Someone couldn't be here, Lou, and so she wrote this for me to read. Good morning, everyone. I'm so very thankful to the Lord. I received a clear no cancer scope report from my doctor. More news is that God is still not finished working in me. I was told the radiation would cause my bladder to become rigid and I would make more trips to the ladies' room than before. Well, that prognosis has reversed. Praise the Lord. Thank you for all your prayers. My heart overflows with gratitude every time this good news passes through my mind. I love this church, and I love all you. I got a chocolate bar to say that. You think I'm teasing. I was reading in one of Paul's letters yesterday, and it was near the end of the book, and he said, always be joyful, pray, and have thankful hearts. And so I'm going to end this time is just by offering our thanksgiving back to God. God, we just so thank you that you're so involved in our lives. You know us like no one else, and you love us like no one else. And so this morning again, we just want to express our gratitude and our thanksgivings for the things you've done in our hearts individually and corporately. We're so thankful that there's no place that we could be that you are not present. Thank you for this church family that loves and cares for each other. We pray for your favor and blessing to be upon them. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. I can hold this for you.
Would you?
It's okay, I'll hold it.
Good morning. Our reading today comes from Psalms 101, 1-8. I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all who deal crookedly. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors, and I will not endure conceit and pride. I will search for faithful people to be my companions. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve. I will not allow deceivers to serve in my house, and liars, I will not stay in my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. Amen.
Strange.
When the